Welcome and Glück auf! The support association Bergbauer Bazaar welcomes you to the Slack Heap Duhamel, located in Ensdorf. For your visit, we would like to provide you with some contextual information on the Slack Heap and the Saarpolygon. The Slack Heap was created through the mining of hard coal in the area over a period of 100 years. Built up through wall rock of the coal that consists of slate and sandstone, the mountain rises about 150 meters above the Saar Valley. 32 million cubic meters of mining tailings are stored here. In its special position, the Saar Polygon appears like a crown over the slag heap. As a widely visible landmark, it stands as a symbol of change after the centuries of hard coal mining, which have greatly influenced both the land and the people of the region. In its design language, the Saar Polygon reminds the visitor of both previous winding towers and the mining symbols of hammer and iron, and visibly opens into a great gate over the course of a round tour. Here, both past and future are connected through change. The founders of this landmark are the Berlin-located architects Oliver Sachse and Katja Pfeiffer. They managed to come out victorious in a Europe-wide competition for ideas held by the mining company RAG. The non-profit organization Bergbauer Bazaar became the builder of the project. The landmark was realized through donations from the public sector, various institutions and corporations, as well as through numerous private individuals. The Saar Polygon is a large-scale sculpture that was deliberately kept in a puristic style. With its size of almost 30 meters, it holds the ambition of being both a monument and a landmark for the region. Three segments consisting of two sloping towers and a bridge as a viewing platform define its outside appearance. 250 tons of steel were used to build the framework and remind visitors of the connection of coal, steel and energy. The fundament was developed to be especially massive. 1500 tons of reinforced concrete were necessary to guarantee a safe foundation for this landmark. 265 steps on the inside of the landmark enable visitors to enjoy a fascinating all-around view from the viewing platform over large parts of the Saarland. Especially the various structures of the land with their different characteristics and identities can be observed very well. To the west, at the foot of the slag heap, lies the former mining site on which historic buildings from both the Prussian epoch and times of French administration are located. One of these buildings is the former machine hall, dating back to the year 1913, which the RAG has opened as a communication space for visitors. Located within the building is an exhibition on the post-mining era and the mining past. Stretching out in front of the slag heap is the Saar Valley, which guides the view towards the historic fortress city of Saarlouis, founded under the Sun King Louis XIV. Fortresses remain as silent reminders of this past. Towards the north, the landscape is dominated by the Saarland's industry. The impressive settings of the Dillinger Hütte and the Fort Saarlouis body and assembly plant stand symbolical for the performance capabilities of the area. Gazing towards the east, the scenery changes quite a bit. Colorful settlements with forests in between and the Schomberg on the horizon showcase the partially hidden beauty of the land. And yet, when carefully looking towards the south, one can discover the remainders of a past, important industrial epoch. The by now greened heap of Victoria, the spoiled tips of the World Heritage Site that is the Völklingen Ironworks, and in the far distance, the former mining towers in the Warnt Forest. Please, enjoy the time and the calmness of this special place far up over the Saar Valley for a little while longer. A brief note at the end. We, as the charitable organization of the Bergbauer Bazaar, would be very appreciative about your donation at the entry of our landmark. We wish you all the best and leave you with a warm Glück auf!